Welcome to the Impact Stories Podcast, where we are excited to talk about where God is uniquely showing up in our daily walks. On this podcast, you'll hear real-life stories of God working in big and small ways in our communities.
Well, hey there, my name is Jennifer Lee, and I work in the communications department here at Perimeter, and I will be your host for today's episode of the Impact Stories Podcast. You may be wondering what spiritual multiplication is and where do I even start? Well, today we'll hear an example from Brandon Smith on how he has practiced loving his neighbors in his normal life rhythms. And with me today is Brandon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
My name is Brandon Smith. I'm a trial lawyer. I founded Brandon Smith Law Firm, and I practice personal injury law and help families and individuals that have suffered a bad injury, anything from a car wreck to civil sexual assault, horrible circumstances usually, but we're able to provide help and direction in a meaningful way to families and individuals that way. I have a little small side practice where I help athletes and actors who are looking to, and coaches who are looking to advance their career and help them in that process as well. So love what I do. It's a calling. I love being able to provide folks with legal direction and help them get to where they need to go, sometimes in really hard circumstances, but it's a blessing.
Well, tell us a little bit about your family.
Absolutely. I married an incredible woman, Jamie Smith, who is more than I could have ever dreamed of. She and I have got four young kids, not so young anymore, but two boys and two girls, 15, 12, 10, and 8. So we're in it right now.
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
Completely just doing it and just trying to bottle up the memories, you know, and make an impact with them.
Yeah. Well, I can only imagine how busy life is, but kind of talk to me a little bit about those normal rhythms in the Smith household.
There is no normal. that's the whole point, right?
Yeah.
It's all busy and just we're blocking and tackling, doing, you know, day-to-day stuff just to fit the need of our family and others that we're trying to help. But a normal day is, you know, meeting with clients. For me, it's going out to a court proceeding. And now that the courts are starting to open up, we're starting to get into court more, which is great. But meeting with clients and spending time on Zoom and on the phone and usually just providing direction that way. When I'm not in court, where I'm not meeting with clients, I'm usually on the baseball field or the basketball court coaching. They recently tallied up. I've got, like, you know, over the last 8 years, I've got 40 plus teams that I've coached.
Wow, that's incredible.
Which has been awesome. I love it. I mean, it's a great time just to not only just make an influence on your own children, but also other young athletes that are looking to grow. And I always say to all my families, I say, it's bigger than whatever sport we're playing. It's bigger than baseball or it's bigger than basketball. This is about facing adversity, building confidence, competition, and getting them ready for, you know, life lessons. And yeah, they teach me life lessons in the process.
Oh, so. I'm sure. Well, what led you to start a discipleship group? I mean, just kind of running down the list of your sort of daily to-dos. That's a lot, but your heart is discipleship. So talk to me about how that started and what led you to get started.
Absolutely. When I came to faith, someone discipled me. And so I knew from a very, very young time in my spiritual formation that that was a non-negotiable for me, that that was going to be something that marked my life and hopefully my family's life for generations. And so right out of the gate, just seeing that imparted on me, I knew that to provide lasting influence in my own spiritual life and on others, that that had to be a part of my walk with the Lord. And so just from an early time, that desire was there, and that desire just continued to grow. Now, as it pertains to my specific groups right now, you know, I always go back to the fact that you have to be doing something or leading something yourself personally before you can actually lead or do something with others corporately. So everything has to start with your relationship with the Lord and just a focus and a gaze on Him and His greatness, His goodness, His mercy. And I really look back at my own spiritual, you know, path, and I'm just amazed that I'm even a Christian. I mean, it's just a beautiful, amazing thing. So my focus and gaze has to start with Him and has to be there. And with that, you know, knowing that that joy is infectious, and when you gaze upon Him, you want to share it with others. And really, so that's how my most recent group started. You know, it's just coming off a season of COVID and a ton of isolation. I mean, human interactions at an all-time low. but then just kind of stopping and looking around and saying, who are we doing life with, you know, and who have we done life with, who could be potentially interested. And so that's really where I started. I said, where are some other dads that I'm rubbing elbows with that may want to get going and may want to study God's word together?
I love that. And that just seems to be the sort of the theme through so much of City Impact, in the fact that, okay, just take a look around at who you are already doing life with. And those are the folks that, you know, you can walk alongside. So talk to me about what that response has looked like, approaching these dads, these men that you are already in some form of relationship with.
What I did was I just reached out to other fathers, coaches. Maybe I've coached their children in the past, or I've coached against them. And I said, hey, I am looking to start something at my house with whoever wants to show up. And we're going to open up God's word. We're going to look at the book of John, and we're just going to study the book of John every week and pull out truths that God has for us. Would you be interested? And I got everything from yes, no, to too busy, can't do it right now, interested maybe in the future. And then we just faithfully met. We just met on a Tuesday night, 8:30, and just went through the book of John. And literally from chapter one throughout the end, just went chapter by chapter and read through it and talked about it. And sometimes we'd have 10, sometimes we'd have 8, 2, 5. But at the end, there were 4 that just kept coming back faithfully. They couldn't miss it. They couldn't miss it. And so it was a priority for them. They're amazing men. They're hungry. They want to, you know, grow in their faith. And so at the end of our time at John, I said, look, let's take this next level. Let's go into a discipleship group, explain what that meant, and let's have an opportunity to hold each other accountable and to open up God's word in a way that's going to evoke growth in all of us. And so that response was met favorably, and we started a discipleship group in the fall, and we're getting ready to have our last meeting for this year. So we just completed a year, studied the book of Philippians this year, and some journey materials, and it's been fantastic. It's been amazing.
That's awesome. That's so encouraging just to hear you talk about just how you were just faithful to what God has called you to do, and you've seen fruit this year. I know that's not always the case, but that's really encouraging to see that you have seen these men grow in their faith. What have you learned, or how have you grown in this process? Can you?
Substantially. Yeah. I mean, just the men that I've been able to be in group with and lead have taught me so much just about my own self, about my faith, and have challenged me to grow. And I think, you know, the big message I would say to anybody that's considering joining or leading a discipleship group is that, you know, life is moving fast. We all have commitments. Leading a discipleship group doesn't have to be a production, but I don't want to wake up in 10 years and know that, one, I haven't made an impact on others in a meaningful way, and then two, that I haven't really taken any substantial ground in my own relationship with the Lord. And these guys have taught me that, and I've grown in that process, and that's really what it's all about. Finding, looking to your left and right, finding those that are hungry, that want to grow, that may not know that they're hungry, but giving them that opportunity, and then trying to maximize that opportunity by investing time and relationship and prayer and, you know, entering into the struggle. I mean, we are all trying to be better fathers. We're all trying to be better husbands. We're trying to be better at what we do in our profession. And having a time that's set where we can come and kind of recalibrate to do that, all based upon God's word, has taught me so much and has been incredible. So it's something where it's just stepping out, taking a very, very small risk, being okay with a no, and then just also, you know, trying to maximize a yes for somebody that's interested. And it, when the verse says that it's better to give than to receive, it has been so great giving time, energy, prayer, and I've received a huge blessing as a result.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so encouraging to hear. And just that the Lord put that on your heart and you just created the space, you know, in your house. Look, this is where we're going to meet, and, you know, just creating that space. That's so encouraging. Well, if you're looking for an opportunity to become a more mature and equipped follower of Christ. Focus on your daily walk with God, applying the word, share your hearts and your lives while developing deep relationships. Perimeter discipleship groups are a great place for you. Discipleship groups are gender-based groups from about 4 to 6 people who meet weekly, usually starting in September. And now is a great time to fill out a discipleship interest form, which we'll link to in the show notes for this podcast episode. The groups will begin forming in late July, early August. Well, Brandon, I would love to hear a little bit about how you feel this concept of City Impact is important to your family and to the men in your group.
City Impact's been incredible just from making a big city and even a big church smaller. And it's been increasing our relationships more on a neighborhood level, which is what everybody wants. You know, you want depth in where you live, where you're doing life, not only just because it's natural, but it's also extraordinarily convenient.
Yeah,
and so that's been a huge part of what we do. And, you know, we've really wanted to make life simple that way, to do church, work, and live all with, and play baseball, all within relatively a, you know, 1 mile radius.
Yeah.
But City Impact has really fostered that. Mm-hmm. So whether we're meeting at the town center or whether we're meeting at somebody's house, given those opportunities to connect with others that are literally on the same path as us.
Right.
From a busy schedule, is mandatory in my view of trying to follow, you know, Jesus, mm-hmm. and trying to do that with other folks. So it's been an amazing facilitator toward that end, which is what we want. I mean, as a young family, we not only want that, but we need that.
Yeah. Well, it's been really encouraging to see how you and Jamie have sort of taken the model of City Impact and been able to apply it to your life and how you do life with your family and with others, you know, in the area. So thank you for that. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Oh, it's been a blessing. I've enjoyed our time together. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great. It's been great to have you. Well, our mission here at Perimeter is to see spiritual multiplication. We aim to make mature and equipped disciples of Christ, who in turn make mature and equipped disciples of Christ. A lifetime of disciple makers, and we see that in your story, Brandon. So once again, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely.
And we will see you guys next time.
This has been a podcast of Perimeter Church. For more information, please visit the City Impact website at www.perimeter.org/City Impact.